I got to start with a public service announcement. I saw this story yesterday. A motorcyclist was injured when he hit a deer. And this is the time of year where there are, I think it's the clock change. They said with the clock change that deer will just run out. Into, I don't know. We're all screwed up right now.
Yeah.
Like, what time is it? Yeah. I don't know. Do we go out to eat breakfast? What's a, is it lunch, dinner? I don't know.
No idea.
Say animals get messed up in kids.
Yeah. This clock change is stupid for the whole planet.
Yes.
But I saw that, and it's like, this is when we're trying to get in those last rides before we put the bike away for the winter.
Yeah.
And the deer are everywhere, so just be careful. Man, that had to be horrible.
Yeah.
The deer died.
Oh, that was quite an impact then.
The guy on the bike is hopefully going to be okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
We have a report from Long Island on deer. Frank?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing great. Actually, you know what? We were speaking about the deer before. It's the time of year for them. It's mating season, so it's called the rut. Oh. And they are crazy, dude. I drive a delivery truck all night long, and there are deer in every single town across Long Island. You would not even believe they run in the streets in the middle of, like, busy highways. They are everywhere.
Like, how did they get there? How did they get to Long Island? Did they go through the Bronx? Like, did they go through
Brooklyn? There's no graffiti on them.
Like, you know what I mean? At some point, they had to walk through New York freaking City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's just the same as how they got onto Fire Island. I mean, when the bay used to freeze all the time, they'd walk
across.
Over from the mainland. Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would suck when didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. They're in the bars and everything, man.
They have amorous thoughts.
You see them at the corner of the bar. They're going to buy you shots.
AJ doesn't even care you're talking, Frank. He's just going to do his jokes right on top of you.
It's all right, man. It's a story of my life. All right, bro. You guys have fun. Enjoy the show and know that amorous thoughts can sometimes get you hurt.
Worst to live by.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good one, man.
That's a bumper sticker, right?
Yeah. Amorous
thoughts.
Like he dated a witch.
Could sometimes get you hurt.
Yeah.
Cool t-shirt.
Yeah, I saw a lot of deer coming in. So that makes sense. Now it's mating season.
Booty call. Yep.
Yeah, it's time to get it in, literally.
Deer booty. Yep.
But I saw a bunch this morning, and I thought about that motorcycle guy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, like, if you catch them the right way, they're on the side of the road, they just stop like a statue. They're like, you don't see me. You don't see me. Yep. You don't see me. You don't see me.
Freeze.
All right. You want to talk about, I want to check in and see what's coming in on the phone here before I move on, because I have a story. You're going to think I'm making this up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
What's up, Chaz? Nigel heard from his relatives in Jamaica.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, yeah. We had Nigel on the show. He has family. He is from Jamaica. He has family in Jamaica. And, you know, that horrible Hurricane Melissa came through, wiped that place out. He hadn't heard from them. We had him on the phone. We were worried about him. So he has heard from them. They're okay.
Yeah, he heard from him, I guess, Friday, because I work with him every day. So he was, like, dancing and jumping around for joy.
Awesome.
Throwing That's garbage.
Great. That's great. Did they lose the house? So, what's going on?
I guess. Yeah,
they're alive.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're alive.
But they're alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, tell him if there's anything we could do to help the family to let us know.
Yep. Not a problem.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
Not a problem. All right,
Sean.
Later.
Keith and Seymour.
Hey, good morning, guys. As always, love the show.
Thank you.
I just got in the truck, and I heard somebody say something about deer.
Yes.
I got a crazy deer story if you want to hear it.
Please.
All right. Years ago when I was living in Stanford, I was in the limousine business. So I guess at mating season, I went up to this guy's house in Wilton, and coming in the driveway, I guess he knew I was coming or visitors were coming, whatever, but he had signs. don't get out of your car, pull up to the garage, beep the horn. This is before the cell phones. Beep the horn, I'll come out, I'll let you in. Anyway, I got pulled into the garage, we loaded up the car for me to take it to the airport, and I had to ask, what's the size about? He goes, well, look at the side of my pickup truck. It was a deer up on top of, like, a little ridge that he had, and it was just standing there, and it was mating season, and anything that moved, he bucked. Oh. So he asked me to come in to the garage, and that's how we started our day. Because, and he had all sorts of warning signs. Don't get out of the car. Beep the horn. Come in the driveway. So that was odd. But, yeah, that was my story about that crazy-ass deer.
I wonder if anyone's ever been humped by a deer.
Ooh. Yeah, I can relate to
that. I don't know. I definitely wasn't that day. I was at the garage.
Wow. That sounds like a...
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a, almost a horror movie.
Yeah, they start like flirting with you.
Anyway,
like,
guys,
those fucking deer.
No, no, I just stayed in my car and did what the signs told me to do. Guys, as always, I love your show. Have
a
great day.
Thank you, Keith. I was attacked by a bucking deer.
When I was 15, I tried to buck everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did. So every day was mating season. Every minute.
Stupid bucking deer.
The bucking deer. All right, that's interesting. Imagine being out in the woods, like, hunting deer, then all of a sudden, they're hunting you.
Right.
It's like, hey, you're looking pretty sexy in that orange vest.
They're wearing orange jumpsuits.
I'm gonna buck your brains out right now.
Come here. Go to the shower.
Like, you're all cute in your camo. Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yo.
I got a little advice for deers, truck driver for 45 years.
Okay.
If a deer runs out in front of you, you aim for the ass of the deer.
Okay.
Because a deer is not like a squirrel. It runs one direction.
Okay.
Aim for the ass. You will miss the deer every time.
Nice. Oh, that's great. That's great.
I agree.
As a truck driver, hit a deer?
Yes. I have.
How big was the
truck? I
hit
him in my car, not with the truck.
Oh, okay.
A month ago, I almost hit a bear on 84, so...
Oh, someone did hit a bear last week.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy, and they're fast.
Really?
Yeah, really fast.
When you hit the deer with your car, what happened?
I hit it with my Porsche. Chaz, you know what I had. I had the 944 S2, the red one.
Oh, you weren't had?
Yeah, had. Well, I had it, have it fixed 10 grand later.
Yeah, the drag is, though, that's always on the sheet now, you know? That was damaged.
Carfax.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You're lucky to be alive, man. Yeah. That car is low enough where that thing could have went right through the windshield.
Dude, I hit him at 74 miles an hour.
Oh, you space launched him.
Right.
He
said hello to the space station.
I thought it was Rudolph.
They're in the space station. They're like, wait a minute. Is that a deer?
There's no way.
That's
it's Rudolph.
Santa?
Rudolph.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy after that.
I don't blame you.
I had called the insurance company that Friday, and I hit it on Monday to add comp. And she goes, well, I'm almost out the door. Call me on Monday. And I hit it Monday morning at 4:45 in the morning.
Oh,
that was the end of that.
Oh.
So that cost me 10 grand out of my pocket to have that car fixed.
Oh, wow.
So she's gone. Now we got the Corvette, so we're happy.
Okay, good, 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 good. All right, thank you. Glad that worked out. All right, so aim for the ass.
Aim for the ass.
Aim for the ass every time. You'll miss the deer.
I always do.
All right, so if you see a bucking deer, aim for its ass.
Right.
Aim for the ass.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, you want to deal with a bucking deer, aim for its ass.
All right.
That's the message here today. All right. Dick Cheney, one of the most powerful and polarizing vice presidents in U.S. history, dies at 84. It's funny, the headline. We can't even just say, you know, he's vice president.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's this is when I really saw that it was probably Clinton when it was like, wow, man, this is getting really hateful towards leaders. And then it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And now it almost seems pretty calm what he was dealing with.
Right.
But he was 84. I think everybody knew he was in, like, really bad health.
I just had heart attacks years and years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was constantly going down. And now he's not in the best of shape.
No, he looked really frail the last inauguration he was at. I forgot which one. Was that Trump's first one? I think so. Maybe. It was like, who's that? Oh.
Who's that ghost? Oh.
Yeah, we did a live broadcast from Senator Lieberman's office. It turned out to be like a regular occurrence. We'd go once a year.
Yeah.
In 1 year, he was able to get the sitting vice president of the United States to walk into the room we were in and sit across the table from us and do an interview, which was pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
We had to go through a Secret Service check. And yeah, one of the Secret Service agents made a joke with me because I had my pen, and I never do an interview without my pen in my hand.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're going to have to take that pen. I'm like, okay. I just started handing it over. She's like, just kidding. Like, all right.
Next, your pants.
Made you to go, whoa, 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 whoa.
But here's a couple of minutes from the interview we did with Dick Cheney.
Yeah. Big time just walked in the room.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States, yeah! Dick Cheney. Good morning, sir. Good
morning, gentlemen.
This
morning.
Is huge. The president always has nicknames for people.
He does.
Is your nickname Big Time?
It was for a while there.
What is it now?
What is it now? Darth Vader.
Well, that's original.
Hey, Darth Vader.
That's what Senator Clinton dubbed me here in Ohio.
That's right.
So I asked my wife about it. I said, you know, doesn't that make you angry when they call me Darth Vader? And she said, no, it humanizes you. So it's that's the latest.
That's good. That's good.
And you went to Yale, and, you know, we're a Connecticut radio station, so they're right. Listening now. Is there anything you'd like to say to Yale University?
Well, it was funny. I went back years ago when I was Secretary of Defense. I was invited to come back and give a speech there in the Commons. Right. Joe knows it, 1,000 people, alumnus and so forth, and gave a speech and was well received and so forth. And I was convinced that they never knew when they invited me that they'd kicked me out 30 years before.
Surprise.
Right. So, no, I did 2 years at Yale and then left by mutual agreement. But it wasn't Yale's fault. I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I went out and worked for a while, and then got serious about getting an education and went back to school. The president went up there right after we were elected. Of course, he was a graduate of Yale, I think, with a C average. And he said to the student body that day, the graduating class, he said, you know, if you graduate from Yale with a C average, you can be president of the United States. He said, of course, if you get kicked out, you can be vice president. So he reminds me of that period.
Remember that joke I told you?
We're going to be talking to Senator McCain, and he's right now in a vice presidential search. And I know that you conducted that for George Bush.
And Jerry Ford.
I'm wondering how that went. You know, you were in charge of the search, and then George gets the papers, and it's like, hey, Dick, how come your name's on every page?
This is a typo, right? And it's you, and then it's you again. And I see it's you right here, and there you are again.
Now, the way it actually worked was they talked to me about whether or not I was interested in the job originally, and I said no. Definitely not interested. Then came back and said, would you help us find somebody? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to do that. And we got through doing the search. It took a couple of months. And at the end of the day, the president, after we'd reviewed all the candidates, looked at me and said, you know, you're the solution to my problem. I took that as a threat. Redoubled my efforts. He persuaded me that that what he wanted and what he needed in a vice president, that I fit the bill. And so I was willing to give up private life, which I was enjoying at that point, and join him. I don't regret it for a minute. It's been a tremendous experience. He's been absolutely true to his word in terms of letting me get actively involved in a whole range of activities. And it's been well worth the effort.
Vice President Dick Cheney, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We are live from Washington.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, dead at the age of 84. I feel like if you make it to 84, that's like the magic number, isn't it?
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
there, you're like, oh, okay.
It feels like a pretty good. Yeah, pretty good number to get.
If you're 84, you're like, no, I'm like a couple more, please.
Mm. Yeah, shooting for 90 here.
But here, I'm sure if, when I'm, God willing, 83. I'd be like, no, 84 is not a good number.
Yeah,
oh. It's not an acceptable number.
No. How dare you suggest so?
It's like when you're 12 and you see someone in their 30s, you're like, you're old.
Oh, I know, right?
Everyone's old when you're 12.
God. Everyone's old.
You're 19? Yeah. Okay,
oh my God,
loser.
You're old.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. 84, that's a good run. Especially when he was like, he looked so not healthy.
No.
Many, many years ago.
He had kind of that look like the guy from Despicable Me.
Yes.
Right. The he wore a black trench coat and he wore like a black villain hat.
It's funny. I'm looking at a picture of him with us on my wall right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we took a photo after that interview. We got on.
Yeah, he had that
here.
Crooked smile.
Yeah. Okay, man.
Yeah, but when we interviewed him, you know, Secret Service, they advance the place, and they looked and they said, "Oh, well, you can't interview him in this room." Because we were so close to the outer wall that a truck could pull up with a bomb in it and get the vice president.
Right.
And we're like, okay. All right. So they're like, okay, we're going to do it, but we'll just shut down the street.
Yep.
So they shut down this road in Washington, D.C. at like 9 in the morning, rush hour, Washington, D.C. They closed this whole corner of the block off.
Yep.
They didn't let any senators into the building. So then Senator and future President Barack Obama standing outside like, why can't I get in my office? It's like these two jerks from Connecticut are interviewing the vice president. It's like, okay. So with that comes a sweep of vehicles. And they go out with the dogs and the bomb detectors and all these things.
Mirror under the cars.
Yes, vehicle that seems 1% suspicious without whatever, the Washington, D.C. sticker or whatever you need for clearance, they just take. Right? So after the interview, we're all going down to the lunchroom in the Senate.
The Senate dining room,
The Senate dining room. Right,
cool?
Not the lunchroom, the dining room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It was bananas. Senator Lieberman had the table in the room. It's the center table under the chandelier.
Yeah. Ooh.
We walk in, and now this is a room full of senators. I'm looking in, and I'm like, I feel like I'm in a Disney animatronics thing. It's like all the famous senators are all in the room. Yeah. Yeah. All the heavy hitters around the world are, you know, dining with these senators, trying to bribe them or whatever. We walk in, they all look at Senator Lieberman.
What have you done?
They're like, what the hell? Like, because remember, he was on the ticket for vice president. You know, this is a rock star. Walk in, we sit down at the table. And then I'm like, where is AJ? AJ couldn't find his truck.
No.
Because his truck had been taken by Secret Service. Because he had no sticker. No, nothing. Nope. A black SUV parked near the building where Vice
Dark
President
the windows.
Oh, no,
Cheney would be sitting. They're like, yeah, it's out of here.
Yep.
Connecticut, bye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a warehouse being inspected piece by piece right now.
It was in a dirty field, but I had to pay $180 for it. And the guy who took it was yelling and screaming at me.
Oh.
It was hot. It was disgusting. This guy's yelling at me. We finally make it back, and Chad's like, I ordered a steak for you. So thank you for that.
Yeah. I ordered the mac and cheese. You could order anything you want in this dining room. I was like, I'll bet you the mac and cheese here will be memorable. And it was.
Yep. They got the breadcrumbs on it, right, on the top.
Oh, it was gourmet mac and cheese. Oh. And it's funny because everyone's going around, I'll have the foo-foo and the fa-fa and the blah-blah and the blah-blah. Right? And it gets to me and I'm like, I'll have the mac and cheese. And Senator Lieberman just bursted out laughing like a proud father. It's like, yeah, that's my boy.
You're in the Senate dining room. You're getting mac and cheese.
You want some dino chicken nuggets, too?
Yeah. Right. I'll have some chicken nuggets. You got any pizza? Yeah. Can I have a slice of pizza?
Can you bring in the ketchup that's a fun color, not the red one?
Grilled cheese cut diagonally.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No crust, though.
No, that's great. You know, these guys, whatever your political beliefs were, they were, you know, really good to us. They were good people, yeah. And they were fun to be around. And it was an honor to be a kid who was, like, from the streets of the valley to, like, sitting with the vice president and then sitting at the center table at the Senate dining room. It was really mind-blowing what this radio station could do for people.
Yep.
But that was one hell of an experience. But here's the one of my favorite moments of that whole trip. We're in AJ's SUV after this long struggle to get it back. It wasn't 5 minutes. It was like you have to track it down. The cops didn't know. The Secret Service, they do their own op. Yeah. They're like, we don't talk to anybody. We just take stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's like, where you know, generally, where do they put vehicles that the Secret Service take? Where do they bring them?
I don't know.
The cops didn't even know. So it took us a while to track this down. Finally, it's been a long day.
It was a hot day.
We finally find his car. We get in. It's me, Billy Wynn, and AJ. And AJ's, this vehicle was newer at the time. It's like, you know, and AJ.
At 2 weeks.
Oh, no, you're baby.
And he takes care of his vehicles like they're children. Oh, yeah. Right? So he's already mad that it was on some flatbed.
Someone else drove it. They adjusted the seat, dusty. The mirrors.
It was it was in the junkyard, basically. Right? So we get in it, and he's already mad. We're driving through, and as soon as you leave where some of these big Capitol buildings are, that are in the money, those buildings, it's funny when you see them, you're like, oh, you're the building that's on the money.
Yeah.
Right.
You're driving out, and as soon as you leave that area, you're in freaking a third world
it's
nation.
Scary.
It's lock your doors time.
It's lock your doors time. We're driving out, and this guy who looks like he was having a bad time in his life, in a wheelchair. We're driving through this horrible neighborhood.
Really bad.
Really,
like police cars
really
run blocks.
Bad. Like, police don't drive through this neighborhood. Yeah. Okay?
Right, no.
Like, the military would be like, I don't know, armored vehicle. We're driving through, and we see this guy in a wheelchair on a sidewalk, and his right tire goes off the curb, and it's one of those high curbs, like a foot.
Oh. Yep.
And he flips off into the street. I'm like, AJ, are you gonna pull over? Like, we gotta help this guy. He's like, F him.
Yeah. I hit the gas, we're out of here. We're having a bad day as it is.
Right. Yeah. So Billy and I are riding AJ the whole rest of the trip, and we're making up this backstory on this guy. We're like, he was probably a Vietnam veteran, down in his luck, you know. you left a veteran out in the street. Yeah,
his dog fell too. He had his dog in his lap. It was his birthday.
His tip cup fell over.
Yeah. This is 3 hours into this trip, and finally AJ's like, "F that guy, screw him." Blah, 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 blah. Right as he's saying that, a rock flies up from the vehicle in front of us and hits the windshield dead center. Boom!
Spidered the entire windshield.
Spiders the windshield. And Billy and I went quiet. We're like, "Okay, we're good." Work is done here.
My first thought was to strike Billy.
If I had an egg, I would have put it on your head so I could have fried it.
Oh
my God, I was so mad.
Trip just got so much worse.
Yeah.
Memories.
Memories. All right, Dick Cheney, dead at the age of 84. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. It is Election Day 2025 in Connecticut. Before we get to dumbass news, let's go to Vince Berry, who's live in Milford, talking to the people of Milford. What's important in Milford, Vince?
Hi, Chaz. Yes, I am outside Orange Avenue School here in Milford. It's a steady in and out of voters. We're going to try and get somebody live to see what their biggest issue is. Ma'am, when you're voting, what is your big... This is Chaz from Chaz and AJ. This is on the air. What is your biggest issue when voting? Taxes, schools, what's your...
I just like to see people who are focused on the community, and it's really to work together as one to make Milford better.
She gave a better answer than I ever could.
Who's she voting for?
Who specifically are you? Who did you vote for today for mayor?
I voted for Anthony.
She voted for Anthony.
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 All right.
What about songs? Which song would you...
She's just put headphones in and put a CD player on, like an actual 1990s CD player.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
I haven't seen that in 20 years. Yeah, she's fast. No, she ran.
How would you describe the turnout there?
Turnout is steady, but not busy. So if you need to go to work today and you're in Milford, come here. You'll be in and out in just a few minutes.
If you live in Milford.
Well, that's where you got to vote if you live in Milford.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
And where are you? Exactly. Orange Street?
Orange Ave.
Orange Ave.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anyone else to talk to, Vince?
I've got a couple potential politicians here if you want to get an exclusive interview with anybody. They're standing outside trying to get voters.
Really? Are they 50 feet away from the door?
They're about 50. I should have had a tape measure. This guy right here. He answered a question earlier. He's very tired. Hold on a sec. All right. What's your name?
Damon Ralph.
Damon, this is Chaz.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
And what position are you running for today?
Planning and zoning.
And hold on.
What do you think of roundabouts? Yeah.
Ooh.
I am not a fan of roundabouts. I'm going to go right on the record right now and be like, enough of these roundabouts. They serve no purpose. They're just confusing. I'm against roundabouts. But don't hold me to that, because if I have to go in another direction.
Total politician.
He's flexible.
All right. What's the best pizza in Milford?
Oh, we were just talking about this. The best pizza in Milford? In Milford. Oh, okay, so the Pepe Sally's debate gets thrown out the window. Right. Best pizza in Milford. I like Colony. Yeah. I know that's a controversial choice because it's kind of just a little thin, but I love it. So I'm all about Colony pizza.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, you know what I like about this guy? He made a decision. That's a tough decision. You lose votes saying you like one pizza place over another. Colony is like from Stanford, so not really Milford roots.
Right.
And he went with Colony.
Oh, come on now. They're in Milford.
Eventually.
They definitely are in Milford.
Eventually.
That sound, you sound like you're in a roundabout. Yeah. All right. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Chaz and Scott in a Box happening next week at... Crabtree Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven.
Yes.
I'll be in a box with Scott for 24 hours listening to a song on repeat. Yeah. The box built by Brown Roofing, and I want to thank Arts Television and Appliance for their help. Is there any amount of money, because this is all for the kids.
Yeah.
Is there any amount of money I could donate to get out of this?
And just have Scott in the Box.
Scott in the Box rhymes and is much better name.
Yes, I like
it. Is there an amount of money for the kids?
I think so.
Gotten very quiet here on the show for a show.
It's a very, very noble thing you're doing.
I feel like this is AJ's question to answer.
Yes, it's a thing for the kids. It's a life experience. It really is. You learn about yourself.
Not everything should be experienced in life.
It's all about learning about yourself, like how you can handle, like, you know, being up for 24 hours.
You were alone.
Yes, I was alone. I was alone. Yes. At least you have company.
Yeah.
You guys can play.
I love Scott Haney. But you know, Scott. I think Scott feels the same way about me. It's like, you know, we go out to dinner, we have a great time, and then we get in our cars and we drive in different directions.
Getting to know you.
Oh, it's going to be like camping.
you can bond and talk about your
we'll
fears.
We'll explore
and
this
triumphs.
Avenue. Let's take a couple calls and see, like, what would be horrible on replay. And Phil has some ideas. We'll get with him in a second. John Miller Place.
Good morning, crew.
Hey.
All right.
Good morning.
I got two, but I'll do the best one that I know you hate. This one, like in Mean Streets, hate this feast with a passion. How about the Barbra Streisand? Just jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
That was last year.
Nonstop.
That was last year. Did it already.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was 24 hours of it, though.
No. I was in the box for an hour, and I wanted to kill myself. At about minute 12, is that video somewhere? I got to play that video. I'll find it later. All right. Thank you, John.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye, so. John.
So I'm saving that one.
Maybe Scott can't do the same song 2 years in a row.
No, you can't. No.
There's no rules here.
Rules is rules. No, rules is rules. I didn't repeat.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Scott? Because Scott probably loves that song. And he would just be singing it the whole
time. It's Babs.
Song.
It's Babs.
Just won't single, stop single, singing the song.
Hey. That's the part where you're like, all right.
I can tell you firsthand, okay, as someone who's in the box, anytime you saw a song and someone's like, yodeling is the worst.
Wow.
Remember Love Sick Blues my first year?
No.
Yeah.
No,
Mason Ramsey.
Your first year was We Built the City.
No, my first year was Mason Ramsey. We never did We Built the City.
We never did Built the City?
No. No, that's what made us do it, but we never did it.
Oh.
Yep.
Martha and Groton.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a song?
Uh-oh.
Martha?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
Were you calling in for a reason?
Yes, I am. I'm going to say I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Melanie. That comes up every year.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. Yeah.
By the way, this is not the annoying part. It's when she gets really high with her voice.
Yeah. Your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me.
Kind of get you a land.
I'm okay alone, but you got something I need.
Here it comes.
Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got.
And this is another one I think Scott would sing over and over.
Yeah, he would.
It's great.
Well, you'll be happy to know the song's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds, so you'll be hearing it a lot.
Yeah.
It'll be repeated often.
I have a question for you.
Is it math?
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you remember, now, I'm aging myself here, but about 50 years ago, one of the DJs locked himself in the booth at PLR and played that song over and over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were quitting.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's my suggestion.
Yeah, it's one of the things we went over during the 50th. That dude locked himself in. I was just like, all right, screw you people.
That's right. Doors don't lock
anymore. Were you listening then? Did you hear that happen?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Was the song new then?
I don't know if it was new, but I just remember
relatively
that because
new.
We all thought it was the coolest thing.
Well, it wouldn't be cool if you're sitting in a box.
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we're gonna write that down here. Let me put this right on my list here, Marlena. No, I'm kidding. We're going to write it down. Thank you. We're looking for a song for me to be. Can you hear how depressed I am?
Yes, I can.
You just tried to buy your way out of it.
Isn't there a dollar amount? Seriously, it's for the kids. Like, let's just say $1 million. Like, if I came up with $1 million, wouldn't that be enough? Wouldn't you just say,
I would think yes.
We don't have to do this. Or Scott does, but you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying like $50,000.
Right, like, what's the most we've ever raised?
Yeah,
at the toy drive, like $200 to $250, like back in the great years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what if I match that?
I don't know. They're building a box. Someone's got to go in there.
It was built last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott's going
the
in.
Box will be. Yeah, but then it'll be. You gotta have balance.
Well, if you buy your way out, are you going to let Scott buy his way out?
Yeah.
Wow. If it's for the kids, how many?
That's just a box.
All right, back to the song list. Somebody recommended the song from last year, which I only had to stay in the box for an hour and almost drove me nuts. Here's some audio from me in the box last year for an hour.
If I can somehow get through this glass, I can smash that phone!
I have that dead stare in my...
I want to murder Barbara Streisand! Murder! Murder!
Yeah. That was an hour. Yeah. That was one hour.
1 hour.
Nope. Mike and Stratford.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What about Rock Me Amadeus by Falco?
Oh.
And because that other guy suggested something, Manic Monday by the Bengals.
Well, I like this.
That's a good song. Yeah.
Which is
written by Prince.
Surprisingly written by Prince.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, horrible.
This might be tough. With Scott Haney singing it.
He's got that weird voice you just love listening to.
It's like in German or something like that.
Wow.
This is a bad one.
Yeah. I might be able to block this out, though.
Yeah.
And just listen to the beat, the synth.
Listen to English this and German part. Or whatever.
Yeah, this is the part here. I'm a dance. I'm a dance.
I'm a Danish.
Wow, this is bad.
Well, I'll keep that one too. We're three for three.
This whole idea is bad.
Oh, well. I got a good one.
Me too.
Okay, AJ.
Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Imagine that over and over and over again. Especially that part with the that girl. Forget about it.
Right? Stop.
That
would drive you
nuts.
You will get Scott to dance, I bet. He'll love that one.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, this is true. He might dance.
I want to try to find a song that Scott doesn't like. I think I might like this song.
24 hours of it. Now don't go wasting
my precious time. Yeah.
The worst time between like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when you just have had enough and there's nobody around. Now it's just you and the music. You're staring into a dark parking lot because the lights go off at around 11:30, 12 o'clock.
I have a feeling I'm not going to be staring into a dark parking lot. I have a feeling I'm going to have a dancing and singing Scott Haney in the corner of the box.
I can't bring plenty of dollar bills.
That one you don't have to put on the list. That one won't be bad. I could tell you that won't be bad. I like pop songs.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I gave it a shot.
That won't bother me.
I wrote it down. I like it for consideration.
Phil's evil.
I think you're trying to convince us otherwise.
No, I actually love the Spice Girls.
Okay. At 3 a.m. after you've heard it already for 20 straight hours.
There's all the different spices, too. There's
sporty spice.
There's cinnamon. There's
ginger. You mean spice. Ginger.
Ginger.
There's paprika.
Cayenne.
Dana in Wallingford.
It's a fine song, but it won't work on repeat. Inagata Davida.
Yeah, it's 26 or 7 minutes long. Down, down, down,
down, down, down, down,
down. So if it's a half an hour, we'd only have to hear it, 48 times. You know who this would drive? This would drive Scott Haney nuts.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anything that sounds metal or hard.
Yeah.
I strobe lights on.
Yeah, I could do this one.
This is the studio version. It's 17 minutes.
Write this one down.
No, I'm not writing this one.
Melissa in Hamden.
Hi. What's the song? Christmas Shoes?
Oh, God. Give a song. Supposed to stay awake, though. Yeah, that's that a blood burner right there.
That one's bad from the first play.
Ooh. Yeah, right.
That's not one you need to let build on you.
Even the guy who sang it, though, it sucks.
Melissa, you are evil.
Devious.
Evil Melissa from Hamden.
I can't stand this song.
Oh, I know me.
Nobody can.
I'm really
in the Christmas. Matter of fact, when you go to hell, they play the song.
It's in the jukebox in hell.
It's in the waiting room.
Oh, man. This is the worst Christmas song ever in the history of Christmas songs.
Yep.
The kid's his mother is dying.
Yes.
Of cancer. And it's like she has no shoes. Like he just wants to go out and get her like a nice pair of shoes.
To meet Jesus.
So when she meets Jesus, she has nice shoes on.
Sure, I wanna buy
the first time I heard that they cried.
What's that?
I heard this song for the first time and I cried. Then after that, I just couldn't stand the song anymore.
Yeah, it's like it's a story you hear once and you're like, that was very impactful. Now go away.
I'll cry because you heard it.
Oh.
It's time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while.
Okay, I just want to give this kid some, like, thoughts here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Your mother's dying. It's Christmas Eve, and you're going to go to the store? Okay. Why don't you just stay with her?
Hang with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold her hand.
What if he goes, like, the second song should be, I got back with the Christmas shoes, but she already left to meet Jesus.
Right.
Oh, now I got these shoes, and Mom can't wear them.
What's the return policy on these shoes?
Can't bring them back. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the parody song. The kid's in line explaining to the return desk why he's returning the shoes.
No, I don't have a receipt.
Can't you understand?
Didn't bother getting one. Mama's gone, meeting Jesus barefoot.
All right, so this goes on the list.
It's on the list.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power. A triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.